It's here and now on the road in Michigan.
Hi.
You must be Robin.
Yeah,
I'm Ben.
I'm Robin.
How you doing?
We started our Saturday at the UA Local 370 Plumbers Union Hall in Flushing, Michigan. Yes, plumbers in Flushing. No jokes, please, because this is serious business. Since October, hundreds of plumbers from across Michigan, 300 in one weekend, have been gathering here to fan out across neighboring Flint, installing free faucet filters to block the lead in the drinking water. Their pipe fitters have also begun replacing the lines. Today, members from Detroit arrive. Wade Kovich of Local 98 in Detroit starts things off.
All right, well, welcome, guys. Appreciate you all coming. Of course, my guys, I really appreciate you coming and helping our brothers up here at 370. They surely do appreciate it. Just a couple quick things. I've got the faucets broke out and for each team.
Wade is followed by two local 370 leaders. First, Harold Harrington, followed by Ben Ranger.
I want to thank you guys for coming up today. I know it was probably a pretty tough drive. We got a little snow last night, but we've actually hit over 4,000 houses now because of volunteers like you. So thanks a lot for coming up.
Listen, I just want to remind you, just so everybody knows, you know, you're going to be dealing with Flint residents that some of them may be upset. Most of them are going to be joyful that you're there. But you may run into a few people that are upset. And I get that. I understand it. You should, too. They may have some ill things they may want to say about somebody in the government that they're blaming for this. We're trying not to get involved with that so much. Just remind these people, you know, you're just here to help. That's really our only purpose. We're not here to take one side or the other or point the finger at anybody. Let others do that. Our mission is what we know best, plumbing, pipe. That's what we do. So I think it's great you guys are here. Local 98 out of Detroit is one of the great, long, old plumbing locals. It's a straight-line plumbing local, you know. This is a plumbing problem, and that's why we're here. And hats off to you brothers for coming up here and doing this. I think it's great. The city of Flint residents will think so as well.
And does anybody else need a partner?
The plumbers pair up and head to get donated equipment.
Where are we, by the way? It's pretty cavernous.
This is part of our training center. This is like the shop that our apprentices and journeymen will come back for training. You'll see welding booths and a bunch of other things that we normally use this for, but for purposes of what we're doing today, you're going to see faucets and supply tubes and tools and filters and bottled water.
Here's your two contacts. Contact these people, get their addresses.
This is where our apprentices come every 2 weeks for 5 years, 1,200 classroom hours.
Again, Harold Harrington of UA 370.
We train them to weld, med gas, a lot of bookwork, a lot of computer work. It takes a lot of work to get your plumber license and your journeyman pipe fitter's card.
And who pays for this?
It's all self-funded. It comes off a deduction off of our dues.
Here, there's a bit of an elephant in the room. Over the last few years, Michigan became a right-to-work state, meaning no one can be compelled to join or pay dues to a union. Unions see that as allowing non-union workers to benefit from union-negotiated wages and benefits. And now, the same union members Governor Snyder's administration battled in court are flexing their organizational muscles to help Flint. I know nobody wants to politicize this day on this very political weekend, but I'm imagining you hope that people see the benefits of your organized union.
Well, I think they have seen it. We've been doing this since October. You know, we didn't do it just because the election's coming up.
And have you heard from people?
Well, actually, I actually started a Facebook page. I've been getting a lot of non-union plumbers friend requesting me and asking how they can get in the union.
You know, we want to work with the mayor. We want to work with the state government and get apprentices into our apprenticeship program. Some of these inner-city youth, give them a different goal than maybe what they have right now, a future. So we could have every one of these service lines change it out in less than 2 years. But then you got to think about what comes after the 2 years. And so what we want to do is we want to bring in city residents, put them through our apprenticeship program, and so they actually learn a skill that even after this, you know, repiping of Flint ends, that they still have a future ahead of them with a career that they can have for the rest of their life.
And be part of it, you know, maybe saving their community.
Yeah, really, it's all about Flint fixing Flint.
All right, Kev, whatever one looks good to you will be good with me.
I don't know, one's good as the other, I guess.
I reckon. Just grab one, I guess.
Yeah.
We met up with our team, Kevin Coronas of Local 98 in Detroit, and Brian Sterk from 370. Brian lived in Flint.
Yep, my dad still does, yeah.
So this is hitting home for you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, let me go grab my truck, Kevin. Okay. I'll bring it over here closer. Mr. Nichols, we're here to either change your faucet or filters or whatever you got to have. Can we come in and take a look and see what you got?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what we got.
Okay.
In Flint, we arrive at the neat one-story home of 70-something Donald and Ursel Nichols. They've been visited by the Red Cross, AmeriCorps, other plumbers, but we see a filter lying on the counter.
The young gentleman swore up and down that this filter would go on that faucet. It didn't work. My wife was doing dishes, and this thing fell completely off.
Okay. We are going to look under the cabinet here, see what we have, and we're going to replace this faucet with a new faucet that will accept the filter.
I'll probably bang these around otherwise while I'm under here. Nuts underneath here that are hold the faucet down. No, yeah. So we got to loosen them to take it out.
Need more light?
Oh, I got a flashlight under here. Thank you.
As Kevin bangs around under the sink, Brian and Ursel realize how many people they know in common.
Do you know his family here in Flint?
They live just right over here in McClure, yeah.
That's kind of cool, Brian, that you get to come back here and it's in your own neighborhood.
Yes.
That you're...
My dad just lives maybe a mile away from here. So I've grown up in this neighborhood since I was, little kid. So they call on the members and ask them, will you volunteer? And we're like, sure. We live here.
You know, if it was my area, I'd want them to come help me. I'd appreciate it.
Right.
And that's what we do as unions. We help people out in need, like, Habitat for Humanity, stuff like that. That's what it's all about, helping people out. If we can't help people out, what good are we?
The homeowners, Donald and Ursel, tell us they feel far worse for the families with small children who will suffer irreversible damage from the lead, who face an uncertain future. But this pretty home contains their past. They raised two kids here. A beautiful spoon collection hangs on the wall.
This was my grandmother's baby spoon.
Oh, my gosh, it's soft, right? It's
18. She come to this country in 1885, and she was 3 years old when I came.
You know, you have deep roots here in Flint.
My great-great-grandfather came to this country with his parents. And he inherited some property in New York, which he sold, and he bought corner of Saginaw and Fifth Avenue.
Here in Flint.
Right.
You've been here a long time. I guess the question is, would you leave?
Well, the thing is, I'll be 76 my birthday, okay? Our house is paid for, and I could show you our tax statement we got where they raised the assessment $600.
With poisoned water. You can't move.
Well, I can if I had the money. But like houses in here are selling. This house next door, guys got it up for sale. He wanted $18,000. The highest offer he got is $15,000.
Wait, $18,000 for the house? And he's been offered $15,000. These are lovely homes.
But that's all he was offered was $15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Just before all this happened, let's see, one to the third house down from us went for $78,000.
The worst part is they didn't tell us the truth.
We got the old one off. Now we're going to put the new one on.
Plumbers Kevin and Brian huddle with homeowner Donald around the sink. They've got the filter on. They give instructions. You can't run hot water through the filter. But when Donald uses a tester from his zero water pitcher, it lights up. We call specialists who say you can't use those testers on faucet water. There's always something in tap water. So the Nichols fill a container their plumbers brought to send their filtered water to be tested again. We leave Ursel and Donald hoping that this time a filter works.
Well, Don, Ursula, are you happy?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate your volunteering.
Very happy to do it. Don, my pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for your service.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you,
sir. And outside, Kevin and Brian move on to their next call.
Hello?
This is the plumbers that we're going to come out. Okay, well, we'll keep your name on the list. What would be a good day to come out?
Any day.
Any day?
Yeah, just call me.
Okay, very good, ma'am. We'll call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.